just a teaser for you guys. Brand new album out from Regina Carter. We'll hear another cut in just a minute, but first, we're going to hear something from a classic Regina Carter album and talk to Regina Carter, so don't move a muscle. Avery, you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM, a mix of jazz, standards, swing, classic pop, interviews, comedy, and a little bit of just about anything else. It's the kind of thing you can't find too many places on your radio dial. I know, because I live here, you never know what you'll hear on Anything Goes. It's like a box of chocolates. And Ms. Regina Carter has been on a mission to make a meaningful musical contribution and do it on her own terms. I am so excited to have Regina Carter on the line here on Anything Goes because I've been such a longtime fan. She's played with jazz greats like Ray Brown, Dr. Billy Taylor, Marion McPartland, Kenny Barron, Wynton Marsalis, and she's even performed with pop icons Dolly Parton and Billy Joel. And also in her discography, she's got recordings with Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin, Mary J. Blige, and Lauryn Hill. And recordings with vocalist Cassandra Wilson and Carmen Lundy and so much more. Regina Carter is always on the move. She's going to be at Jazz at Lincoln Center's Rose Theater this coming Friday and Saturday with the premiering a new work, As of Now is the name of the series, and doing You Musicians Violin Masterclass on April 8th. Listen up. Anything Goes is pleased to say good morning to Regina Carter. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you?
I am just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great now. Now that I've gotten out of that crazy traffic.
Running from one place to the other. You're calling us from New York City, right, Regina?
Yes, I am.
Which is where you hail from. And tell us about the Jazz at Lincoln Center As of Now series you're doing with Barry Harris.
Well, you know, they always pair up a master and then a younger musician, and they commission them to write a piece. And so, and it's great for us to both be on at the same night because we're both from Detroit. And my piece actually is entitled Black Bottom, and the music will be my interpretation of Black Bottom. Actually, the section that used to exist in Detroit, that where black people and some other immigrants were forced to live when they migrated to Detroit for the automotive industry and the other booming industry. But it was an area they were forced to live in, and if they were caught sometimes in other areas, they were arrested. But it was a very rich, although they were very poor financially, they were very rich in other ways. And I heard lots of stories growing up from my mother and her friends. And so I've invited a poet, Leslie Reese from Detroit, who has grandmother also grew up in Black Bottom, and she interviewed several people. And so some of the stories will be included and some poetry as well.
Wow. Now, Regina, Black Bottom's a song from the 1920s. Did the neighborhood get named after the song or vice versa?
No. I think, you know, many cities, probably the song was named after a Black Bottom. Many cities had an area called Black Bottom. Even in Europe, there was an area in England somewhere, there was an area called Black Bottom.
Really?
Yeah, which I found out in doing some research. And there was Black Bottom, Paradise Valley, and some other names of these neighborhoods, but it was specifically just, at least in Detroit, where blacks were forced to live for a while.
Wow, like a forced ghetto.
Yeah, exactly.
And what period of time was this, please?
This would have been, my mom was born in 1926, so the 20s. And then I know that they destroyed, I mean, the area doesn't exist anymore, and I think that happened in the 50s.
Wow. You know, I got to tell you, Regina, I was just saying to my husband yesterday, because they had some footage of Lyndon Johnson and the Civil Rights Act. It's just amazing to me that in my lifetime, which is really not that long, I'm under 50 years old, that is when African-American people were given the right to vote. It's just amazing what's happened in 50 years. I'm flabbergasted.
It's really amazing because sometimes, you know, you just take for granted. You forget and think, okay, this has always been. And it's like, no. And you're right, it happened. And not that long ago, and it's amazing just to think, wow, you know, this wasn't a right that we always had, and for young people, I think it's always important to know, because it's like, you know, our rights are always threatened to be taken away, not only as African Americans, but just rights of people.
Everybody, absolutely, you know? Absolutely. If you take it for granted, it can easily be taken away.
Yeah.
And that does absolutely go for everybody. That's why people are urged to vote and have their voice heard and not ever have that taken for granted. That sounds really exciting, Regina. Now, I mean, I was excited to go and see you perform, but now I'm doubly excited.
Uh-huh.
So you wrote this for the As of Now series,
yes,
at Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Yes.
You were commissioned to do that.
Yes.
And this will be the premiere of this piece?
Yes, of Black Bottom, I call it. Yes.
Wow.
And, just several movements, and I'm really excited. And just some of the stories have been really intriguing for me, and even Leslie Reese, the mm-hmm. poet, had interviewed some people, and some of the stories that she gathered from people were really interesting and really fun. And the one common theme in everyone's story, they all said in their own words, and even my mom had said, we were really poor, but we didn't know it. And for me, that's a very strong statement of the times, because, you know, we think it's a totally different time now in being poor and just politically looking at the country and mm-hmm. how the divide is growing and growing. And being poor in this day and age means something completely different than it did then. And a lot of it, too, was just the sense of community that was happening then. And I think with so much technology, a lot of times we've lost the sense of community. And when you have so much technology, you kind of become very self-centered in a way. I don't want to say in a negative way, but you tend to reach out to each other less.
Mm-hmm.
And become very depend on yourself or technology more, and so people don't come together like they did back, you know, in the 20s, 30s.
Right. Well, you know, I think there's some sort of segmenting of people in a way that my dad grew up here in New York in the 20s, and he actually was living in a Jewish tenement home on Sutton Place, mm-hmm. and across the way was the mansions, but he was surrounded by various ethnicities, and everybody sort of got along and hung out together and looked out for each other, and the economic boundaries and the cultural boundaries were there, but they were really different.
Right, exactly.
That's extremely exciting, Regina. Wow, I'm inspired by just thinking about you making a work like that. You are tuned in to Anything Goes, by the way, on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We are talking to jazz violinist Regina Carter. I'm kind of struck by the concept of you being the newbie paired up with Barry Harris, because I read that in the press release. I'm like, I don't know. I know that you are not a particularly old person, but it seems like you've been a fixture in jazz for at least, you know, for as long as I can remember. So it's just, you've blown my mind there. Tell me a little bit about the new album that's coming out on June 13th. I'll be seeing you, A Sentimental Journey, on Verve.
Well, it's a tribute to my mom, who I lost last year.
Ooh.
And after I lost her, it was a really dark and tumultuous time for me. I didn't know if I wanted to play music anymore.
Holy smokes.
It was really crazy. It was a really crazy time. And I would be playing gigs and just felt really numb inside. And I had a really long talk with the bassist and composer, John Clayton. He's a dear friend. And, you know, he was saying, you know, your mom wouldn't want you to stop playing music, and she's still here with you, just in a different way. It was just really an uplifting talk. And so I said, okay, if I'm going to do this record, what can I do? And I started thinking about when I would be at home visiting her or talking to her about music, and she was always asking what I'd be playing. And I said, well, Mom, why are you asking me? You don't know anything about jazz. But the thing is, I put on an Ella Fitzgerald record of Tisket, and she starts singing along, or 5 o'clock Whistle. And I'd laugh and say, how do you know these tunes? And I just think of them as like jazz standards, if you will. These are tunes she grew up listening to and went out dancing to, and heard some of these bands live. So I forget that, you know, she was young once and, and had a life, and this was her music. So I decided to do tunes that I know always would bring a smile to her face and that she really loved. And some of these tunes she didn't know, but I knew that if she had heard them, she would really enjoy them. And it helped me to heal doing this record.
Well, your mom's name was Grace Carter?
Yes.
And I figured just to put that energy out there and the name out there so people can honor that. And did she grew up in Detroit, and
yes.
She spent her whole life there, Regina?
Yes, she did. She grew up in Black Bottom,
uh-huh.
Spent her whole life there. And the great thing, my grandmother, her mother, was a pianist and actually had gotten her degree from Morris Brown University in 1915.
How extraordinary.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so education was always a big deal in my family. And so my grandmother passed it on to my mother, and my mother harped on us, you know, you're going to get an education, you're going to be exposed to all these things. And I just never got it, really, until recently that, you know, wow, you know, look at what was passed on in my family and how important it is. And it's just funny, you know, when you're young, you don't know. And it's just, I said, oh, I don't want to go to school. Why is this necessary? Blah, 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 you know. But I really feel fortunate that, you know, I just received so much from her and just from my family. So a sentimental journey was my way of honoring her and saying thank you.
That I completely understand. The older you get, the more you appreciate the journey that your parents and grandparents and before that took in order
exactly.
to get you where you are.
Yeah.
And I just have to ask this aside. What degree did your grandmother get in 1915?
It was a degree in pedagogy.
You're going to have to define that for me.
Yeah, piano, study of piano.
Oh, my gosh. Your yeah. grandmother was a musician as well.
Yeah, she played piano. In fact, and she was a piano teacher, and she was the first organist for a church in Detroit that my mom grew up in, St. John CME, that still exists. And then my mom, though, didn't get any of the musical talent. It jumped her. and then I got it. I had a gift. So
when did you start playing, Regina Carter?
I actually started playing piano at the age of 2. And taking lessons, but I was too young for formal lessons. So the Suzuki method for violin was introduced to Detroit when I was 4, and my mom enrolled me in those classes, and I absolutely loved it and took to it. So she just, you know, kept taking me.
Wow. Well, it's nice to have a mom that has a vision for you and is supportive of your talents.
Oh, yeah.
Very fortunate. And this album, again, I'll be seeing you, A Sentimental Journey, Regina Carter's tribute to her mom, Grace Carter. And if you can set up the first cut for us, Regina, I've got Anitra's Dance by Edvard Grieg, which completely, why would you choose this one for this tribute album to your mom?
Well, it's just, first of all, I mean, we know the piece. She knew the piece. I know the piece by Grieg. And I thought it was the arrangement from the John Kirby sextet was just so much fun when you hear it. And I felt like if she heard that, she would really enjoy it, first of all, because she'd recognize the piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then second of all, just because it's such a fun piece, you can't sit still. When I first heard the John Kirby arrangement of it, it's like, you know, I was ready to just get up and dance. And it's one of those that just, you know, goes throughout you. And it's just fun and uplifting, and I knew she would really appreciate that.
You can see your mom tapping her toe to it.
Yeah.
As Winton says, well, it swings.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're going to check this one out, Anitra's Dance from Regina Carter's album. This will not be released, you guys, until June 13th, so you really are getting the scoop here on Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. We are talking to the fantastic, magnificent, and this is just, I'm sorry, Regina, as I said, you know, and I'm not somebody who does this lightly. If you are into violin of eclectic, nature, Regina culls from all sorts of genres. And here's Anitra's Dance from Regina Carter's upcoming album. I'll be seeing you, A Sentimental Journey, here on Anything Goes.
Hi, this is Jay Lenhart, and you're tuned into Anything Goes with Lise Avery, that fox. Thank you.
Miss Regina Carter from an album you cannot get yet on the Verve label, but will be out in June. I'll Be Seeing You, A Sentimental Journey. And that was Regina's rendition of Anitra's Dance, a composition by Edvard Grieg. Who else joins you on this album, Regina Carter?
I have Paquito de Rivera on clarinet.
Yeah.
Gil Goldstein on accordion. Matthew Parrish on bass. Xavier Davis piano. Alvester Garnett drums. Carla Cook on vocals, and Dee Dee Bridgewater on vocals.
Yeah, we heard a little bit of a teaser from Dee Dee before with the This Can't Be Love track, but that's all that Verve will let Regina and I play of this album. I got to put it away behind my back now. It's 11:54, and you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. I'm talking to jazz violinist. I hate to pigeonhole you that way, Regina, but the terrific,
okay.
Terrific violinist, Regina Carter.
Right.
She's going to be at Jazz at Lincoln Center's Rose Hall this Friday and Saturday, the 7th and 8th, premiering a new work about a neighborhood known as Black Bottom in Detroit. And any other upcoming gigs we want to know about, Regina Carter?
Other than the masterclass on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Well.
Tell us a little bit more about that. You teach fairly frequently, don't you?
I do. I think it's really important for many reasons. Only because I was given so much growing up, and so I feel like we all have to go to give back. And it's just great when students can reach out and play and have an opportunity to work with people that are already working and professionals in the field, not only to learn, you know, or to help them grow or help all of us grow musically, but just to really get more of a firsthand on the business itself, to get firsthand information and to be able to ask questions that they wouldn't normally be able to get necessarily from just being in a classroom. But the master class this weekend is with violinists, and I think they've picked four or five, ranging from, I think my youngest student might be 10, and the oldest is a college student, and I wanted them to range. Have different ranges of playing ability in jazz as well. So I think I have one student that's pretty new to it, and some of the students have really been playing for a while. And I just think it's really important for all of us to share, because I learn so much when I do these master classes. I learn a lot from the students, because there's some great, you know, players out here that are playing jazz on stringed instruments. And also, just when you teach, you learn a lot as well, you know, because you have to get your thoughts and everything together in order to convey some information. And then within doing that, there's certain things that maybe you understand that you need to make clear, and so they become clear for yourself as well.
That was very concisely and eloquently put, Regina Carter.
Now, thank you.
No, I got it. And because I have taught myself, and I do completely understand what it is that you're saying. You become better, and your students make you better. Now, a master class, just so people understand, is that you will be working with those five students directly, and then for $10, for the extreme bargain price of $10, an audience can come and sort of listen in to
right.
that lesson. That's right?
Yes, and ask questions and
The audience will be able to ask questions?
I'm pretty sure. I usually open it up for that at the last few minutes because I think that's important as well.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. Okay, so let me give you guys the information. Jazz at Lincoln Center, As of Now series. You can log on to jalc.org or get linked at anythinggoesradio.com or you can call Center Charge at 212-721-6500 or Regina's Masterclass is Saturday at 8 o'clock. Saturday the 8th at 2 p.m. 8 o'clock is the gig,
right.
2 p.m. I hope you get a lunch break there, Regina.
<No.
laughs> Dinner break.
I think they'll let me eat.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, thank you so much for making time for us today here on Anything Goes, Regina.
Thank you. And thank you for waiting for me.
Humanity happens. That's my motto.
Right.
And I'm hoping that you will stay in touch and come back again here on Anything Goes, because I am a rabid fan.
Oh, thank you.
I look
so
forward
much.
To seeing you on Saturday.
Great. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank
Lee.
You so much, Regina.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. And Regina Carter here on Anything Goes. And what can I tell you? My heart gallops apace because I really just think she is a terrific artist and a delightful, delightful lady. And we're going to ride on up to the 12 o'clock jump boogie portion of Anything Goes with this one from Miss Ella Fitzgerald. I'll see you on the other side with tickets to Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, as well as, something more from Regina Carter, some more from Swing Around the World, and, as always, a couple of surprises. I'm Lise Avery. Thanks for tuning in to Anything Goes.
Do I want you?